Welcome to Frère Roger's Struggle and Contemplation. On June 9, 1170, he wrote in his diary, "I don't know why, especially on quiet days, my imagination so often wanders to architectural designs. My great grandmother, whom I loved dearly, even though I never knew her, my mother and my older sisters told me a great deal about her, used to spend time thinking about interior design before she went to sleep. For a man, this mindset means design, build. I wonder whether my grandmother would have felt the need to retreat into the same mental pastimes had she not been widowed at such a young age. Her husband used to travel a great deal. He crossed the Atlantic several times on a sailing ship. Carried off by pulmonary tuberculosis, he left behind two daughters and two sons. The sons later died of the same disease, one at the age of 5, the other at 20. Was it these blows of fate that led the devastated woman to constantly devise new interior designs in her imagination? And what about me? I cannot live in a house without picturing possible redesigns. I take stock and imagine what could be torn down or at least simplified. Something similar happens when I read a novel. I feel irresistibly driven to rewrite it. Reading it then often amounts to nothing more than the outline of a new novel. We have done away with the offices in the house. They glorify work and encourage a cult of it. It is in keeping with our way of life to possess only what is essential for communication. Thank you for listening with me to the words of Frère Roger. Until then, and may you be kept safe.